You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
You know, there's a lot of dumb reasons why people lose their jobs. And you can just put this next one I'm about to talk about in that category. There was this Target employee who was working in Fargo, North Dakota. And she was fired this past weekend because of what she had specifically put on her name tag. And so her manager comes up to her and is questioning her on her attire. And I want you to hear from this woman, Denise Kendrick.
I replied, well, I've seen people with rainbows on theirs. And I said, well, I'm going to continue to wear this name tag. And then they said, well, you can't work here no more.
You want to know what was on that name tag that was so offensive? Just guess.
Merry Christmas.
Well, you'd think they probably would view that as offensive
yeah,
over there at Target.
Yeah, probably Target.
But in this case, no, it said trust in Jesus. That was what was so offensive. What's interesting about this is this woman, Denise, says she's a devout Christian and that she'd worn clothing that had reflected her faith before and didn't cause any issues. She would have people talking to her about it, and she was always excited to be able to discuss it with people. And she says, just like you heard in her interview, you know, I see people all the time wearing the rainbow flags on their tags and they're decked out in their pride stuff and pins or whatever else they wear.
Yes.
But you put trust in Jesus and that's all of a sudden not okay. And the fact that they told her, well, you violated the dress code. That was what they said happened. Now, what's interesting is in the last number of days since this happened, I guess there was so much backlash from this story. She called corporate and corporate ended up coming down on the local manager and said, you shouldn't have done this. And they offered her job back. She hasn't said if she's going to take it yet, and if I were her, I would say absolutely not.
I would take it back only if they made a little donation to my church. What do you think?
Yeah, you think that's going to happen?
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
This reminds me, though, of the airlines. Like, remember United Airlines was taking some heat because the company has allowed its flight attendants to wear different pride pins and things like that. And then remember, one of their staffers had the Palestinian flag. Now, yeah. I don't agree with the Palestinian flag because to me, that's, I don't want to say that's inciting violence. That maybe is a bit too far. But I mean, to me, that just feels like you're anti-Semitic if you're wearing the Palestinian flag. That's how I almost interpret that. But it is ridiculous that you can wear a pride flag, a pride pin, whatever the case may be. But like in this case with Target, you can't put trust in Jesus.
And you couldn't wear a Donald Trump shirt on an airplane. Remember somebody got kicked off for wearing one of those? Some airline, some stewardess, flight attendant thought it was offensive and kicked them off.
Where is the line? I think that's the question you have to ask yourself. Like, I believe that to a certain degree, I think you have to make a blanket statement. I think this is the problem that these companies are running into is you can't allow someone pride stuff and then tell someone with trust in Jesus, no. Just like, even though I don't agree with the Palestinian pin or whatever this person was wearing on the flight when they were working, I don't agree with that, but you can't let someone wear a pride pin and then tell the other person they can't. I think you have to draw the line and say, we allow nothing on our pins, no swag or whatever they call it.
I wonder whether or not these companies, this company in particular, Target, has backed off because of what happened November 5th. And I wonder, had it gone the other way, if they would have been emboldened not to back off, because that kind of garbage was encouraged by Biden and Harris and the politically correct on the left. I mean, they've taken PC and woke to a whole new level. They were emboldened under that the current administration. They know what's coming when Donald Trump gets in. He's going to end a lot of these woke programs. He's going to end a lot of this DEI stuff. Maybe they're trying to, fend off some future problems with the Trump administration by going ahead and giving this lady her job
back. But they're a private business, so he would have no say in that. I don't think it's what happened on November 5th that ultimately did it.
Well, he wouldn't, but I think the EEOC would play a role in that, right? If she got fired over what she wore on her lapel?
I guess I think...
Wrongful termination?
The bigger factor for me is the big backlash they got when they had all the tuck bathing suits, the tuck-friendly yes. bathing suits at the front of their stores. You'd walk in and it was like in your face. And I know they had a big drop in sales, just like Bud Light did with the whole Dylan Mulvaney stuff. And now I hope Jaguar is going to have the same for their ridiculous ad that if you've not seen it yet, you need to go Google it.
Yes.
You don't even know they're selling cars. You're not quite sure what you're watching. You're scarred from it. But I think that was really a wake-up call for Target, because I noticed that now they have a giant Merry Christmas sign in their stores, which I know it doesn't seem like it's a big deal. Like, oh, cool, they're staring Merry Christmas. No, that actually is sadly a big deal for Target, because these days when you walk into stores, they just want to say Happy Holidays, right? Because they view that
It did say Merry Christmas,
It said Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And then someone was talking about how they walked in to a Target and they were surprised that, is it Trump who's on the new cover of Time magazine? Did I see that correctly?
I don't know. I thought he was.
And I think I saw someone on Twitter, X whatever, who said they were stunned to see that Target actually had that magazine in its store. So maybe things are changing. Well, I'd say maybe these companies are learning lessons, but clearly Jaguar did not.
I'm not holding out hope. I mean, Time magazine, didn't they make Dylan Mulvaney Man of the Year?
Did they?
I don't know.
No, he would be Woman of the Year, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
You know who they'll probably make Woman of the Year? Sarah McBride.
Tim McBride.
You should call him Tim McBride. Tim McBride, who was the congressman who now goes by Sarah from Delaware, who wants to use the women's restroom, and Nancy Mace is not having it, which you go, girl. Men do not belong in the women's restrooms. And the fact that the left doesn't understand why that is such a vulnerable place for women is ridiculous, that there's pushback on this.
I was yesterday days old when I discovered what the term is for people from Delaware. Do you know that?
Is it Delawareans?
Delawareans. I've never heard that before. I've never heard Joe Biden use it, and he's from there. And I had no idea. That's just an awkward thing.
Mark,
Missourians.
That might be a big word for him. You add an E-N-S to it,
and it's Delawareans. It's just weird. It sounds like a medical condition.
We probably can't.
Sorry, you have a Delawarean. We should get that fixed. I just sounds like something wrong.
What medicine do they prescribe for that?
I can't imagine a liberal dose of Joe Biden for president. I just can't figure out what they would use for that. But yeah,
I mean, to your point though, that maybe this is going to be a change for a lot of these companies as they see Donald Trump's administration coming in. I think they saw backlash and that's why they're doing it. But this may be the straw that broke the camel's back for these companies. Although last week, Mark, we were talking about the boards are just filled with a lot of lefties. And I don't know what it is that attracts them to these boards, just like I don't understand why so many woke people are attracted to media to work in local television
or national. I can answer that one. Pick me. Because in the 1960s, when all these hippies came out of the flower revolution, the cultural revolution in the 60s, they all wanted to change the world. And they all went into media because they knew if you controlled the message, you control people's minds. And many of those people are either still in control or were for a long time in control of all of the major networks, since Ted Turner and CNN and... I mean, he was married to Jane Fonda. That tells you what Turner's politics are. ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them were just enmeshed in Bill Clinton's administration, in Barack Obama's administration, brothers and sisters working for all those administrations while they ran network news. They're all in on it.
But
That's why.
That would explain then why leadership is filled with, you know, woke people. But how do you explain why so many left-leaning people want to be journalists? You
because
think it's the
they can
same
control
reason?
The message.
But I don't think that,
yes.
No, I don't agree. I don't know if I agree with that, because I feel like when I went into journalism, I actually wanted to be an objective journalist. I really, I took pride in knowing that I'm going to tell both sides.
And
so
you
I
were.
Feel like most journalists are going into it thinking that. I don't feel like I had any friends who couldn't wait to tell one side. That's the problem in media, is that they don't think they're telling one side. They think they are doing justice by the American people by being the gatekeepers of misinformation. That's the problem. They don't realize there's a problem.
I would argue that there's a distinct difference between local television, where you and I worked, and the network news. That there are good people in local television who want to go out every day and tell both sides of the story. That doesn't mean their news management's not woke. And you can see it if you watch the local news stations. You can see the way they report on things. You know darn good and well the majority of them still agree with whatever crazy scheme Tashara Jones cooks up next. But at the network level, it's much more insidious than that. And they take positions and cover stories with intent to craft public opinion. And that's where the problem is. And national media gets all of the attention, right?
I agree. There is a difference between national and local.
There's a huge difference there. Absolutely.
But really quickly to comment on this, you mentioned in the last segment talking about DOGE and how the key to restoring trust is going to be transparency and releasing these documents. And I agree with that. That is key. But we also have to have change reflected from that. Because if you just have releasing of the documents and transparency, that doesn't work. That's what local media tried to do. They felt like we've lost the public's trust. I remember sitting in these meetings. We're gonna show the public, the viewers, that we're asking the questions. So we were told, mic yourself up as a reporter, ask the question so that the viewer gets to see you asking the tough questions.
Yep.
Well, guess what? They did the transparency part, but they didn't make any changes from it. So you can't have one without the other. It's a waste of your time. Local news, are you
agree.
Listening? You've taken one step. You've not taken the second key step.
I would agree with that 100%. No doubt about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.